This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Good morning, everyone. We're going to go ahead and get started. Day two of our May 2023 Game, Fish, and Parks Commission meeting. Those of you that are joining us, we're coming to you from Custer State Park. We've got a full agenda this morning, so we're going to jump right into it. On our list, 16, we're going to receive a Fort Sisseton Smithsonian exhibit and festival update. Allie Tonsfeld, our park manager, will be joining us virtually to do that. So, Allie, when you are ready to go ahead and begin.
Wonderful. Well, good morning, the manager, Commissioner, Secretary Roebling, and everyone. Thank you so much for allowing me to speak today about some exciting things that are happening at Fort Sisseton Historic State Park. As you know, we have one, go ahead and slide. As you know, we have one of the longest running events that occurs every year at Fort Sisseton, and that is our Fort Sisseton Historical Festival. This year it is happening June 2nd through the 4th, and in this is actually the 54th year for this festival to take place. Next slide. The Historical Festival is one of those events that is not only a tradition for Game, Fish, and Parks, but it is very much a tradition for a lot of families in South Dakota, Minnesota, North Dakota, and through the Midwest. It is one of those events that people are so excited to get to that they are already signing up 90 days when camping is open for the South parking lot. And anybody who's willing to camp and dry camp for a whole entire week is very much dedicated to the Historical Festival. Next slide. Thanks to the Fort mobile app, we have been able to track the last couple of years people's thoughts and opinions. From last year's stats, you can see it's a huge family event with high satisfaction. We have groups that are not only just families, but we have grandparents bringing in children and grandchildren. Next slide. As you can see, we have a lot of traditional events that everyone looks forward to, such as the military events, the rodeo, and of course, our Chuck Wagon Feed, which occurs on Friday night, with benefits the Fort Sisseton Commission, which helps them with their mission. Next slide. But as we know, change does need to occur in order to keep a long-running event new and exciting. So thanks to a lot of different partnerships, we were able to get Representative Tamara St. John this year at our Historical Festival, and she will be talking about the 1862 massacre in Fort Sisseton. Also, through partnership now with the Buckhorn Rodeo Association, they have now agreed to do a kids' stick rodeo, and thanks to a partnership through South Dakota Arts Council, we're able to bring to Fort Sisseton this year the Lakota Hoop Dancer Star Treaty People. There is so many partnerships that go on. We even include partnership with the South Dakota State Historical Society, but probably one of the largest partnerships, thanks to the South Dakota Humanities Council, we are able to bring something that is very new and unique to Game, Fish, and Parks, and that is our wonderful Smithsonian exhibit that actually starts on Monday. Next slide, please. Thanks to the South Dakota Humanities Council, Fort Sisseton was able to actually partner with the Smithsonian in Washington, D.C. to bring this traveling exhibit called Crossroads, Change in Rural America. This exhibit not only fits into our Northeast South Dakota, actually South Dakota in general, but also to the Game, Fish, and Parks mission. Next slide, please. This exhibit actually focuses on many different topics. One of the topics it focuses on is rural identity and how it shapes American identity. And also it asks a really hard question, and that is, what is your perception of rural America? So as you go through the exhibit, you keep that in mind, you will learn a lot about the changes that rural America has learned. It also focuses on land and how Americans perceive land and ownership. Is it federal? Is it state? Or what does that mean? It also inspires advocates such as South Dakota Game, Fish, and Parks to preserve the land and so others can enjoy it for the future. Next slide, please. The exhibit also focuses on community and how events caused by some communities events through our years causes some communities to fail, some to diminish, and some to actually find new ways and thrive greatly. We see this especially in South Dakota and Northeast South Dakota, which you can find out more information about Marshall County through this exhibit also. This exhibit also talks about persistence of the communities, which has inspired partnerships, new partnerships, and formation of new special interest groups. And we see that as we partner with game fish and parks, such as the Fort Sisseton Commission. We see that as we partner with Glacial Lake Area Development and a lot of other partnerships up here in Northeast South Dakota. It is how not only does game fish and parks survive, but also Northeast South Dakota. Next slide. And lastly, this exhibit covers how rural Americans manage change. As we all know, not all of us likes change, but it does happen, especially since the rural America is the primary source for our nation's food, fuel, and critical natural resources. This exhibit talks about how change has happened and how rural America has survived and thrived because of these changes throughout the centuries of American history. Now, this exhibit is not only an amazing opportunity for Fort Sisseton, but it's been neat because it's also been an amazing opportunity for Marshall County, their small museum, and the community in Marshall County. Because of this, we've been able to do some amazing partnerships. Next slide, please. With this exhibit, we have actually come up with some great partnerships with great activities to go with it. So back in December, we partnered with the Strand Theater in Britain, which is just a small town theater that's been around since the 1800s, with offering a free movie every month for people to come and watch. Now, the reason we picked certain movies is because it actually focused on what the Smithsonian exhibit was talking about. And so we were able to incorporate it into our exhibit, but it was also our way of hyping up this exhibit and getting people to get excited for the history of not only Marshall County, but rural America. The second partnership that we have with this exhibit is with the Fort Sisseton Commission and their photography contest. Right now we have a photography contest going on where we ask people throughout the Midwest to go ahead and take pictures in the Northeast South Dakota location in three categories. The categories are, what does rural mean to you? What do you like about your community? And what does community mean to you? So in these photos, we are going to expose them and put them up on the during the exhibit, why it is here. And then what's really neat is actually these photos will then travel on with the Smithsonian. So not only do people get to the exposure, but people get to see what South Dakota really does look like. And it's not just a flyover state like some people think. What's neat is Fort Sisseton Commission was willing to put up some prize money for this. So it was a great partnership that we have with them. And then the third major partnership we also have with it is the Prayer Rock Museum located in Britain. As the main Marshall County Museum, we were able to go in and get some of the great history, the fun facts about Marshall County, things that people don't know about, and put it in our exhibit. Again, because of the work that's put in this Marshall County exhibit, not the artifacts, but more the information and research will also travel with this exhibit, which means that this will also end up in the Smithsonian, and that means Marshall County and Northeast South Dakota history is also preserved. Next slide. So as you can see, we have some major, amazing things happening here at Fort Sisseton. We have the Historical Festival, which is a tradition. And I know the gala is at the same time, but you know, you can make a whole weekend of it by coming to the festival and then going down to the gala. So I highly encourage you to join us. Like I said, not only at our annual festival, which is June 2nd through the 4th, but also I highly recommend you come and tour the Smithsonian exhibit. For us up here, sometimes this is the only time that actually students can be exposed to Washington, D.C. and the Smithsonian. This might be the only time, and we're excited to be able to host it. So the Smithsonian actually will be here from starting Monday until June 25th, but we do have a Smithsonian open reception. We highly invite you to. We'd love to have you join us, which is May 11th at 7 p.m. in the North Ferry. Again, the exhibit closes the 25th, so if you can get a trip out here, we'd love to see you out here for the Smithsonian, and maybe, hopefully, you'll be able to join us for the Historical Festival on your way to the gala. Thank you, Gail.
Very good, Allie. Any questions or comments from the commission? Allie, I do have a question about some of the marketing for this. I have been to the Fort Sisseton Festival, and it's a treat, and I hope more people get to come to it. This year, it looks like a bigger splash with the Smithsonian being there. Easy for me to talk this morning. What kind of marketing efforts have been put out to let folks know about the exhibit and some of the extra things that they can see should they be able to attend?
Sure. So we have been focusing on Facebook, social media. If you look on the Port Citizen Facebook, you'll actually see the exhibit arriving. It's kind of cute. But we've been focusing on that. But then we've also gone with radio, newspaper. We're currently looking at digital ads up on bulletins in like Sioux Falls and in Fargo. We have kind of maintained a radius about 150 miles from our location, and we added Sioux Falls so we can encourage it. We also invited the schools in Day, Roberts, Marshall, and then in Northeast South Dakota to come. We sent out an email through the social studies email, education email that they have that let people know. So we've gotten a lot of good responses. We actually now have schools coming from North Dakota. We have one coming from Minnesota to come see not only the exhibits but Fort Citizen. So we have been able to do some great marketing, which has been wonderful. And then, of course, live radio. We've been able to do that a few times.
Very good. All right. Excellent work, Allie. Thank you.